While she's trying to get on. I'll fill you in on a couple.
Record's turned on then.
What's that?
Record is turned on.
Okay.
I think what happens when some people are using computers and some people are using phones, like iPads or iPhones,
okay,
they don't always talk well. Because I had to I had this problem last week too. That's how I found out the trick about calling in.
Okay, I think she was planning to go up to the town hall and call and get on from there, because she was going to check on a couple things. So, how about I do a couple of quick information items from Kevin while we wait here for a sec? A couple things about the storm last week that knocked everything out for 42 hours and no electric and all of that. Not much damage at all to any town property. There were a couple of pieces knocked off the sewer plant building, some corner pieces. He said he didn't call it flashing, but it was something to that, like that. He said it cost about $50 to fix. The only other issue we had is we have a big telephone light pole at Pangburn Park that is now sitting there. Nope, that's Lynn. That is now sitting. That is now sitting at a 45 degree angle. So he is checking with Duke on that. He thought they would have just repaired it, but when they did everything else, but they did not. They have picked up a ton of brush. They've got about 75% of it picked up, and he expects there will be plenty more in the next couple of weeks. And that's about it on that. Kind of related, no, not really related, but one other item related to COVID-19. Situation is Kirsten got a message. There she is, and she's connecting to audio.
Okay, can you see me now?
Are you there?
Yeah. I think
we did it.
Okay, very good. So now we can officially get started, maybe. Okay, we need a verbal roll call. We'll do this over, okay? A verbal roll call to establish a quorum. So, Roxanne Meyer with Town of Versailles Town Council.
Josh Combs. With Town of Versailles Town Council.
Steve Mathis, Versailles Town Council.
Kirsten Libby, Versailles Clerk Treasurer.
Lynn Flutterman, Town Attorney.
And we have a guest tonight.
I'm John Santon. I'm a technophobe.
Okay, there you go. All right, very good. Lynn, do we need to read through this? Your little outline here, this meeting.
Yeah, just for the record, because okay, this is not the way things are normally done. And do you want me to go through it, or do you want to go through it?
You can do it if you'd like.
Okay. So we do have a quorum for this meeting. The meeting's being conducted pursuant to Governor Haucom's Executive Order 20-09, issued as a result of the COVID-19 public health emergency. The executive order allows for town council their meeting to be held by video conference or teleconference. This meeting is being held by video conference through Zoom. Public notice of the video conference was posted electronically on the town's website in compliance with the executive order. The press was notified of the meeting, and I do not believe Ms. Burnett is available. In compliance with the executive order, all votes are to be held by roll call, and public comment is suspended. The meeting should only deal with essential town issues critical for the operation of the town.
Okay, so the first order of business then is the adoption of the pre-read minutes that Kirsten sent last week. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? If not, I need a motion.
Motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Lynn, you want to explain the resolution that you've...
Yes. So the resolution is one that's been being circulated through a lot of the different communities. What it does is it allows Kirsten to go ahead and sign off on any routine type claims or vouchers in the event that you're not able to meet. And then at your next meeting, you would just go ahead and subsequently approve those. So it's basically an emergency procedure that if for some reason next month you can't meet, she can still go ahead and sign off on those things and continue to do business until you can.
Okay. Josh, Steve, any comments, questions? I mean, I think it makes good sense just to have that. So make a motion.
I'll second the motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I will get that signed and return that to the town hall tomorrow morning then. And that takes care of that. And what else do we have? Approval of the claims. Josh and I have both reviewed the claims, Steve, and stamped them. Nothing unusual. For the record, though, I want to record the check numbers that were involved in that. In the sewer account, it was 10412-10423. In the water account, it was 14792-14810. And in the general fund, it was 20907-20918 and 20920-20935. We are missing a check number there. Kirsten can check on that. It's either a voided check or a little dummy payroll check that rolls out when she prints the payroll. So do we need a motion then to accept those? We don't typically do that at the council meeting because we just kind of sign off on them, but should we make a motion, Lynn, since we are?
I would do that just because okay. This is an unusual meeting.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah. I'll second that. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Josh?
Aye.
Aye. That's fine. All right. And then the next thing on our agenda was the payroll docket. And Kirsten had that ready. I did approve that yesterday when I was up there. Josh, I know you reviewed it but didn't sign it. But Kirsten, you want to kind of fill them in there what we need to do next month or when we meet in person the next time?
Yeah, Josh, you can just sign it whenever we meet again. It's not, it just goes in my files. So it's nothing that you looked over it. I was here when you were looking over it. So you can sign it whenever.
Okay.
Well, I can come up after the meeting and sign it if you want me to.
That's fine. It's back there on the table. Yeah, it's back there on the table.
Okay. All right. There's only one other thing I have that I think you should be aware of, and that is, Kirsten, you want to explain this, the dumpster thing? And by the way, I did talk to Kevin. He has not seen it yet. So it will be here soon, I suppose.
Okay, yes. So Steve Scoggins from Best Way Disposal called me today. Their temporary policy is that they are not picking up any heavy trash and the driver is not to leave the truck. So they are providing free of charge an additional 40-yard dumpster that'll be down at the water plant for anybody in town to use. So if you have any kind of heavy trash, anything that they would normally pick up, like a couch or a mattress or anything like that, the dumpster will be down at the water plant until further notice, until they resume heavy trash pickup. So,
I did talk to Kevin and explained that to him late this afternoon and told him as soon as it arrived, let me know. And I will ask Rod Martin to put a notice out on the town's website. And then I'll put a notice on our Facebook page also, so people are aware of that.
Okay.
So, any other business? Pertinent business. There are a few other things that storm drain, I guess I could tell you that one too, Kevin. Once he's got two places he needs to be working on, he knows, you know, as soon as possible, storm drain wise, over on Abden behind the rolling pin. And there's a ditch that needs to be cleaned out there also. And then a new storm drain at Fern and Tanglewood. He said that one keeps overflowing. It's just not big enough to carry the flow, and he wants to take that and connect it in over on Michael Street. He doesn't have any bids for it or anything yet, but Kirsten, can you verify? He said he thought there was $59,000 in that storm drainage account already, which is great for us.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah, I just told him last week when I worked, he checked
that's
on
what he
whatever
told
figure
me.
He gave you is what I gave him last week. So
okay. So in any case, that'll be happening soon, maybe before our next virtual meeting or in-person meeting, probably. So,
by that time, I'll be a pro at this.
Yeah. Well, maybe we all will. We'll all get it figured out. So.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
The Roxanne, the only thing I've gotten, we don't have to deal with it here, obviously. You saw Jeff's French's text in terms of, so, I mean, whenever we are able to meet with the contractor and everything, help me to remember that we let Jeff know that.
Yeah. I did chat with Kevin about that too, and David Talbot from Curry. Dave says he thought that they had in the specs that his stone steps would need to be removed during the construction and then replaced, placed back. And he's worried about that historical marker. That's in the grass. It's not in the sidewalk, I don't think. So I don't think that'll be an issue. But yeah, we will get a construction meeting scheduled. Kevin said that he thought that O'Meara might have a crew in next week, a small crew to kind of get things started at least. That's all I know about that. But according to the contract, they're supposed to start by May 1. So, all right. Anything else? I think everything else can wait. Nothing major. All the crew, the street crew, and our office crew, and our police crew. We think everybody is healthy, and so we want to make sure that everybody stays that way. All right. All right, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn it?
Motion.
I'll second.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thanks everybody. Much.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks, appreciate Lynn. All your help. We'll be in touch. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.